Because I figure if you want to cross between Christopher Nolan and Joss Whedon, you should go to the Coen Brothers.
That's true.
No, I'm totally cool. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Error Report for the week of July the 23rd. I'm Clem Prentice here, joined with Evan Tognati.
Yeah.
And Matthew Malewski.
All the way from Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah.
Why are you in Michigan?
Because my
isn't that like the anti-Florida? Because Florida sticks out downwards and Michigan sticks out upwards.
It is so
isn't
hot.
Isn't that Maine, though?
No.
It's hot in Michigan?
That's more like the anti-Florida, Maine.
Yeah. Maine sticks
out. Seriously, Michigan's,
well, let's be honest,
Michigan's kind of hot.
It's really Alaska. Like, Alaska is the one that protrudes the most.
Sure.
So Alaska,
but I mean,
but Alaska is,
yeah, I don't really
Alaska
consider
is
that
the Florida
a real
of the
state.
North. You don't consider Alaska a real state? What do
I mean,
you have against Alaska?
I mean, if on a test, if you ask me if Alaska's real state, I'm going to mark yes. But if we're being honest, I mean,
it's kind of like how I don't consider like nickel to be a real element because it's a coin.
I mean, the coin called it first. I mean, what are you
going
to say?
Yeah, exactly. Which came first?
Are
that
nickels
printout of the periodic table of the elements or my coin? I bet the coin did.
So nickels are not made out of nickel anymore, right? Were they ever made out of nickel?
I think all coins are partially made out of nickel.
Welcome to the coin podcast.
I think it's mostly made out of zinc.
Zinc?
Iron?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like zinc or something.
Copper? Pennies are made out of copper, right?
No, that's it. Pennies are made out of zinc. That's it.
So what's made out of copper? Copper wire.
That's
electricity.
True.
Matthew.
Yes.
Tell me, what's been happening in the world of...
It's 75% copper and 25% nickel.
There we go.
The nickel.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Podcast over. That's all we needed was to know.
Thanks for listening. Dark Knight Rises is shit.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Tell me.
What have I been doing?
Tell me things.
How much do you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me what you've been doing for the past 8 days.
I know. All right. Well, mostly How I Met Your Mother watching.
That was a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I coached with Yoda for that. It worked, I think. Yeah.
Did some work with I can't finish this joke, so just cut in.
All right, joke. Cutting in.
Well, you'll put something in later, right?
The jokes is with the I'll edit in a really good joke for you right there. So
Thank you.
So we're coming back in. That was a great joke.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
That's the best joke.
I can't believe you said that about your mom.
I impress myself sometimes.
Oh, man. Man, if only you were this funny all the time.
Ha.
Yeah. If only you were funny as...
See, I am that funny all the time.
Go fuck yourself.
So Matthew, How I Met Your Mother.
That's a really good sitcom.
Sure.
I like it a lot. I mean, there's not much to really dissect about How I Met Your Mother because it's just kind of a sitcom, and it's got
look for all the clues about who the mother is.
Yeah, there are plenty of them.
Yeah, because there's like an umbrella and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And her heel in one episode. Spoilers, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And then she was also at that party that one time.
And she's also at the wedding and in his class, or the fake class that he had that one time, but he really walked into the wrong class because it was economics 101.
That's a lot of coincidence.
I know.
For a city as big as New York.
I know. So, Matthew.
You want me to move on?
Flint, let's talk some more about coincidence.
So it's really quite a coincidence how, Matthew.
Hold on, wait, silence for a minute.
Okay.
Oh boy, Clint, you're right. That is a funny coincidence.
It is. It is. I never knew.
I can't believe you said that about your mom again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just stealing my thunder now. Matthew, did you do anything else, or did you just watch How I Met Your Mother all day while eating cookie dough straight out of the container?
That was the first 3 days of my week, but then I had to go up to Michigan.
That was
and then
the
I only
first
did that in
the
hotels
at
night.
Aw, oh, that's so cute for your little baby.
What?
Matthew said that was the first 3 days. Like, that's how he said that.
I don't think that was. I think you just made that up.
I'm pretty sure that's how he
said
that.
Did you turn
that
to Elmer Fudd for a minute there?
baby Elmer Fudd.
It's okay.
Looney Tunes
Muppet
babies.
Or Looney, yeah, baby Looney Tunes.
So why are you in a hellhole like Michigan? For the record, I've never been to Michigan. But
my mom was born in Michigan.
I assume anywhere that's not where I am is a hellhole.
No, really, Michigan's not that great.
Yeah.
It's got a giant lake, though.
It does. Yeah. It has five giant lakes.
Well, really, only one of them is Michigan's. Like, let's be honest.
What are you saying? It stole the other lakes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, whose lake is Lake Erie, you know? That's Michigan's.
It's really eerie that you say Lake Erie because some eerie shit went down.
I was waiting for the eerie pun. Yeah. I was just sitting here quietly waiting.
Thinking it's got to come. It's got to come at some point. It's going to be really eerie when it does because I'm thinking about it.
That's a strange coincidence. What am I doing on this podcast?
Man, Evan. Get in a room.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to
the
Error Report.
Myself.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Error Report for the week of July the 23rd. Let's just start over.
I feel like we've already made so much progress.
Matthew.
Yeah?
How's it going?
Are we really starting over?
Nope.
No.
Good. All right. What else did I do? Do you want me to give, like, a 30-second opinion of The Dark Knight Rises without spoilers?
Sure.
Okay. Dark Knight Rises is a great movie to take the kids to. Just make sure to bring your bullet to... Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, you piece of shit.
I'm going to hell.
Oh, yes,
I'm actually going to fucking cut that out. Like, I'm not allowing that to happen.
Let's do this for real now, where we take a pause and then come back in.
So, Matthew.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Do you want me to give a 30-second review of The Dark Knight Rises without spoilers?
Sure.
Okay. It's a good movie. I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's hair.
That's a weird thing to comment on.
Yeah.
You have 23 seconds.
All right. I like... Casting's good, pacing's all over the place. I like Bane. I like
can't
Catwoman.
Be the only one thinking that he's speaking like a child.
I'm sucking on
like a giant lollipop right now.
It's as big as my head, and it tastes real good.
Yeah. It's all red and white. And you can taste the red and the white. Separately.
At least I'm not eating oatmeal while, like, drowning myself in a bathtub, like that one episode.
What the fuck? I don't even
and
know
your
30 what...
seconds are up. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that review.
Evan, how has your week been?
Yeah, I saw The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, we did a whole podcast on that.
We did, yeah. And I would like to address this question up front, because Kyle Locke asked who got murdered during the podcast.
I'm pretty sure it was, self-respect of Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, it was actually a very civil podcast. You should
very
all listen
civil.
To it.
Except for whenever we totally got into a fight, and that's why you should listen to it. It happens, like, somewhere
right.
in the middle.
Yeah, and if you don't hear it, keep listening, because it might actually be at the end, I don't remember. But it's great when
it
happens.
It's a big fight. Really big fight.
I accidentally used some use some racial slurs to refer to Glenn.
He called me a honky.
I called you a cracker.
I'm pretty sure it was like a combination of the two. Like, I'd have to go back to the tape and listen to it, but you're an
Cronky.
Asshole.
You're
what
a
was it? What was
That's
it?
Just Walter Cronkite's affectionate nickname, Cronky. No, but you should listen to that podcast, because I think it's seriously one of the best discussions we've had
on
a podcast.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
It's good to hear.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew's just bitter because he wasn't on it.
Yeah, I am bitter.
Other than that, I haven't played very many video games because I was in New York.
You played more of that Theta Rhythm that we talked about last week.
Theta Rhythm, yeah. I listened back to the podcast, and I don't think I was very lucid on it because I was cutting out every couple seconds.
Basically, it's just a rhythm game with Final Fantasy music, right?
Yeah, and it's okay. Kind of great.
All right. So I should get it, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I should get it?
Yes, you should get it.
So you're saying that I should go to GameStop and buy Theta Rhythm?
I would advise for it. A lot of really interesting wrinkles in like the
in time.
No, not in time. just in the rhythm genre. They infuse it with like some light RPG stuff that's pretty interesting. Like right now, I'm rolling around with a level 43 Terra from Final Fantasy VI and like a level 41 Cloud.
Hello,
and do you have
and
to stop
to
Sorceress Ultimicia from time compressing?
No.
Really, I'm not the only one.
No, good.
What was that?
No, never mind. Everyone, listen and then comment on whether or not that Matthew sounds like he's talking like a little kid.
I'm not.
It sounds
Matthew is a little kid. He's like 8.
Yeah. I'm actually older than Evan, fun fact.
Oh, that seems improbable. I have the voice of someone who drinks a sip of brandy every night.
That's true.
Before I go to sleep.
Alright.
And beat your wife.
Hey, Matthew.
Beat my wife.
Hey, yes. Matthew, is there anything that you actually want to say, or are you just going to be offensive?
I'm really sorry about that. Honestly, I didn't have a lot of time to do stuff. There was one time where we were spending 3 hours trying to get a hotel on the way up here. That was rough.
Yeah.
They didn't even have any, like, the Motel 8 and stuff. It was kind of ridiculous.
Sounds rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Matthew or Evan, you got anything else? No,
I don't know. Just the
New York
is pretty cool.
Did you sing New York by Frank Sinatra while you were there?
I believe that is called New York, New York.
Yeah,
thank
whatever.
You much. And no, I did not sing it.
Okay, well, then you didn't go to New York properly.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah. That's the only way to go to New York.
I did go to the pizzeria from the opening credits of Louie.
How was the pizza? That's what I want to know.
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
It was sort of impossibly greasy. but, I mean, when I got over the fact that my pizza was wet, it was pretty good. It was not the best pizza I had on that trip. I had some better pizza. But
it's good that it's so greasy because now you can kind of you can connect with Louie as a character.
Yeah, it would not be a great lifestyle to eat a slice of that pizza every time you go to that comedy club to do a set.
There was a pizza place right off of Times Square. I think it's on 46th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across.
Well, I was staying on 49th, so.
It's right across from the Phantom of the Opera building.
Uh-huh. I did not go there.
I forget what it's called, but it's really delicious.
Well, there's a lot of really delicious pizza in New York, so.
This was like restaurant pizza. And there's also some restaurant, I'd have to look at a map, but it's on the upper east side. This is really good pizza place.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Well, yeah, I did stuff.
I lived on the Upper East Side for like a week.
I don't think that makes it
living. No, but I was going to live there for longer, but then I didn't.
I see. So I guess that counts.
Yeah.
If the intent was there.
Yeah. Like I was going to live there for I think like what was it? Total of 3 months or something.
And then that got
then you got sick.
Uh-huh.
Then you were like, oh, way too many black people around here. Guess I gotta move away.
No, the Upper East Side. The Upper East Side is where all the socialites are because it's Gossip Girls.
Yeah, I know.
Gossip Girls.
You don't think socialites can be black?
Obviously, yeah. That's what he's saying.
Hey, I'm just going off of Gossip Girl, okay? Gossip Girl's racist.
That's true.
Anyway, I was gonna kick it with Selena and Blair. My plans were thwarted.
Were thwarted when you realized those were fictional characters.
Yes.
You showed up at one of the Gossip Girl locations and you're like, Where's Blair?
Oh, yep. In season 2 of Gossip Girl, she was her favorite location.
She shopped here. They totally had an art gallery right across the street.
I went to the Seinfeld Diner.
Yeah?
How was the place
where they shot the exterior of the Seinfeld Diner. It was okay.
I got a
sundae.
Did you get the big salad?
No. Nah, very funny.
Did you go to that one deli where they have what she's having?
No, I didn't go to the When Harry Met Sally deli, mainly because I don't really like that movie very much.
Oh, but men and women can't be friends because sex.
Right. Right.
And
that's totally true.
And
it's never happened. Clint, did you know that's never happened?
What?
Ever? That a man and woman have been friends platonically?
Because sex.
Because sex always happens.
See, that's
not really
true.
That's just a good, like, moral for life.
Don't be friends with girls unless you want to have sex with them.
Exactly.
I think we've had this conversation before.
We have.
That's all they're good for, right? Ah, 3 for 3. We're covering all our bases. What can I say about Mexicans?
Fuck you.
They wear sombreros.
Oh.
Good one, Matthew.
Yeah.
Other than that,
sombreros are actually pretty cool.
I'm glad you're covering your tracks. No, I actually like sombreros. That was just a joke. Yeah, I didn't do much else in New York. I did a lot of touristy stuff that the people I was traveling with wanted to do. So I went to Ellis Island.
How many shows did you see? Did you see a show?
I saw Chicago. I mean, I saw Chicago last time I was there, so it wasn't really a fresh experience.
So why didn't you go see the Book of Mormon? Oh, wait, because tickets are, like, sold out for generations.
That's not true. I could have gotten 3 tickets for $300 apiece.
Yeah, you should have done that.
You really should have.
My hotel was literally across the street from the Book of Mormon.
That's rough.
You step out of the doors of my hotel, and it says it right there, the best musical of the decade.
Were you ever in New York whenever the 39 Steps was on Broadway?
I was not, though that did come around San Francisco.
Did you see it? No.
What was that about?
Good. It was basically, they took the plot of Alfred Hitchcock's 39 Steps and then peppered in a lot of, like, Alfred Hitchcockisms.
Mm-hmm.
And just made a really good comedy out of it. It was really well done. There were only 4 people in the entire cast.
That's cool.
It was really good, and it sucks that it's off Broadway now.
Yeah,
I'd go back and see it again. I really would want to see that again.
Yeah, but New York is cool.
Yeah,
I'll say that again. It's a cool place.
New York is cool.
Yeah.
Cool place.
What are the video games they're advertising now?
Because when Matthew was in New York, that's the only thing that he saw was a giant advertisement for Call of Duty 3. He didn't see anything, or Modern Warfare 3. He didn't see anything else. Which, by the way, I realize Modern Warfare 3 is Call of Duty 8.
Yeah,
think about that for a second.
I did go to Nintendo World.
I did too.
I didn't even know that existed.
It wasn't that giant. It's a store, yeah. A Nintendo
store.
It has
two floors.
The fact that they call it Nintendo World is a little misleading.
Is it like
Skyward Sword on display?
Yeah, they did. You can play it. I didn't because I've played and reviewed that game.
Is it like Aim Schwartz?
No. It's much smaller.
Oh.
But I got a Zelda wallet and a Luigi mug.
There's a pretty good burger place right next to FAO Schwartz.
Hmm. I could have gotten a Mario mug, but I went with Luigi because
Luigi is better.
Because Luigi is better, he jumps higher.
He's a more complex character as well.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
He has that sort of resentment for Mario.
It's true. He has that resentment, but he also sort of deserves it, you know.
Yeah,
because
he's a crybaby.
It's complex. I didn't get. I got Pinkberry for the first time in my life at the airport.
How is it?
Do you guys know of Pinkberry?
I know of it. I've never had it. How is it?
It's really good.
Yogurt, right?
It's sort of like frozen yogurt. It's not quite as sweet. There's a little bit more of that tart yogurt taste that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that, you know, you can get the original yogurt, which is what I got, but they have, you know, chocolate and watermelon and stuff.
I hear
they have
like a peanut butter and jelly yogurt you can get.
I think so, yeah. But they have a wide variety of toppings, and so I got the original with strawberries and mango, and it's quite good.
You had me until you said mango. I'm not a big mango fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big fan of you.
I'm a big fan of strawberries, though. Strawberries are the hottest.
Strawberries are quite good.
Yep.
They also have, like, you know, white chocolate chips and normal chocolate chips. I think they have chocolate-covered pretzels.
There's a yogurt place near my parents' house called Yogurtville. And they've got, like, just frozen miniature Snickers and Reese's peanut butter cups, and then some fruit that doesn't seem all that fresh, but they claim it's fresh.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I also managed to get like 30 pages of script writing done on the trip.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty
cool. That's an episode. Or is it for your movie?
No, it's for an episode. I'm about three quarters of the way through the third episode now.
Cool.
Making progress. Doing terrible things to the characters I've made. It's a lot of fun. Joss Whedoning that shit up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Cool.
Yep. Clint?
Yes.
What have you been doing?
I have been doing things.
Oh, right. Steam Summer. I bought too many games.
You think you bought too many games, but you really only bought like 5 packs and then a couple of spare games. When I was scouring the daily deals and the community sale, like, I was on that shit.
Sure. I did buy. It was just all in one sitting. I bought 5 packs, and it was like 100 and something games. Because I got the Sega pack, which has, like, Altered Beast and shit.
All those Sega Genesis games. I was totally thinking about getting that.
Yeah, if I ever want to play Streets of Rage
2
on my computer, Streets of Rage 2 on my computer, and I can do that.
I got a lot of good stuff. I mean, after our last podcast where I said that I got, like, the Telltale pack and other things.
Yeah, I got that too.
Telltale
pack.
I just I had a list, a wish list of all the games that I wanted to get, and if they went on a daily deal or community choice or one of the flash sales, I'd pick it up, no questions asked.
Hmm.
And that wish list grew into yeah, I'll get that game. It's only like $2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I bought SimCity 4. whenever I didn't really think that I'd ever play SimCity.
You're not going to play that game.
I'm not going to play
Yeah, it. I bought the 2K pack, and in my defense, there were probably some cool mods for some of those games. But regardless, I bought this 2K pack, and I had played everything in it except Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem.
So, really, I paid $50 for a copy of Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes, you did. It's totally worth it, though.
It's not. And I feel bad about myself.
Yeah, but you should.
I'll probably play... I mean, I got Bioshock 2. I want to play the DLC for that.
Yeah, me too.
So that's probably okay.
Is that included in the PC game? Because I didn't even see it as, like, an option to buy.
You have to... Okay. Because it's a Windows Live game, you can download it onto your PC, but you've got to, like, spend Microsoft points on it.
I see.
It's weird and dumb. I got the Red Faction games, even though I will never probably play the Red Faction games.
I'm considering playing through Mafia 2 again, because apparently I'm the only person in the world who actually liked Mafia 2.
I didn't finish it. I didn't play it.
I want to, though.
There's some cool stuff in that game.
It looked fun, yeah.
Yeah, I think that game gets a bad rap.
Plus I feel bad for not seeing enough mobster films, so...
Most of them are overrated.
I also got that Call of Cthulhu game.
Like The Godfather. Yeah, I said it. The Godfather's overrated.
Because I felt like I needed to get that Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth game. So I got it.
I think the thing I'm most excited to play is actually Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
I did get that too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that actually, not to get ahead of ourselves, that might make for an interesting, like...
Yes, it
video
would.
Thing.
Yeah, tell me how that is, so like I might buy it.
I hear it's broken, but I mean,
exactly. I just want you to see how broken it is.
Here's how crazy I got during the Steam Summer Sale.
Okay.
For a moment, I had Risen 2, Dark Waters, and the Game of Thrones RPG in my cart at the same time.
Did you buy either of them?
I took out Risen 2 because the deal went away before I was able to make a decision. And then I bought
So you
Game
got
of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones RPG.
I got the Game of Thrones RPG.
God damn it.
The least you could have done is get Risen. I have no doubt Risen 2 is at least marginally better than the Game of Thrones RPG.
I've heard that the story is pretty good in the Game of Thrones RPG, and I'm really invested in the, story of A Song of Ice and Fire.
So. You know what I'm invested in? Ooh. Motherfucking pirates.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what. The next time that the Risen 2 goes on sale, I will buy it for you.
You should buy it so that way there's some motivating factor for me to play more Risen 2.
I will.
Because right now there isn't.
Right. So anyway, instead of playing those games, I played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD...
I hear that's not very good.
Everyone's
saying it's wonky.
No, it's Tony Hawk. Like, it's Tony Hawk.
I said wonky.
No,
wonky.
I know.
As in the gameplay.
No, I know, but it plays like Tony
Hawk. Oh, I thought you said, like, Tony as in, like, that's not his name.
No.
His name's not wonky.
It's Tony. No, it plays like Tony Hawk. It plays like I remember Tony Hawk playing back in PS1 days.
Isn't there only, like, 7 maps?
Yeah, that's the problem, is that the maps that they chose are not good. They're not the best ones. Especially Mall, which is a piece of shit map, and I can't move on to the next one because of how bad it is.
Don't they have, like, Downhill Jam levels,
Downhill
too?
Downhill Jam,
like,
and Mall.
Who wants levels from Downhill Jam?
Yeah. Well...
No one, that's who.
No one. Well, Tony Hawk did, so there's that. Anyway.
Tony Hawk can... Yeah. Eat a dick.
But I mean, it's got Warehouse, it's got Hangar, and those are really fun. And I mean, I felt like, I don't know, I've gotten a good like 5 hours out of it so far. Like it's been fun, so I'll probably continue.
I don't know. Didn't they already say they're making DLC for?
Yeah, with Tony Hawk 3 levels, which is where the meat and potatoes is. Like Tony Hawk 3 has some great levels.
So I'm going to have to wait until it's actually worth buying.
Maybe. And then it'll be $20.
Even better.
I'm not playing it.
Well,
I just don't like Tony Hawk very much, so that's why I'm not buying
I don't know. I had fun with those games when I was a kid, so.
Sure. I think it's more of a time and place thing, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I can really go back.
Like GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yes, it is like GoldenEye for skateboarding games.
Although, I'm going to argue something, and this is off topic. I think the Wii GoldenEye is not half bad.
Okay.
I haven't played it.
I think it is actually...
I never really hated...
I think it's actually a fairly good shooter.
Okay.
So, you guys. What was the show that I watched? I watched In Time.
Let's not talk about it. But I feel like we've already talked about that movie for an eternity.
Cillian Murphy's job in that movie?
I don't know, but we've already spent enough time talking about In Time, and I don't want to waste any more time.
Don't want to waste our time. Now is not the time, Quinn.
Right? I watched Crazy Stupid Love. That's pretty charming.
Are you crazy?
I'm stupid.
Or stupid, or in love with Emma Stone.
Yes, all of the above.
Okay.
And then I watched King.
That's good.
And then I watched King. Yes, it is actually pretty good. The very end is a little too happy.
A little too happy. Starting to sound like me, man.
Well,
brighten up.
And then I watched a kid in King Arthur's Court.
Ooh, that movie's bad.
That's a very bad movie. It's got Kate Winslet and Daniel Craig.
You're gonna watch some early Kate Winslet, you should go to Heavenly Creatures.
for a moment, I considered watching Sister Act and Sister Act 2.
Oh, do you know that there's a Sister Act musical on Broadway right now?
Yeah.
And it stars Raven from That's So Raven.
That's So Raven reference in How I Met Your Mother, and I'm like, wow. Yeah,
she's
that
so
dated
Raven.
That show.
Let's see. There was something else that I did. Fuck.
It's an interesting parallel when there's a homeless person who smells really bad searching through a garbage can, and right next to him on the wall is an advertisement for Sister Act starring Raven from That's So Raven. I was going to go ahead and say that.
You should photograph that and put it in black and white and then call it contrast.
I played a bunch of Skyrim.
You did.
I think we already
talked
about
that. That's a good game.
Yeah.
Did you beat the game?
No.
Did you beat Dawnguard?
I haven't played Dawnguard.
Dawnguard.
I'm playing it on PC now. I'm only going to play it on PC, so I'll wait for Dawnguard on PC.
Oh, man, the companion you get in Dawnguard is so good.
Yeah, well, I don't run around with companions all that often.
Exactly. I didn't either, but you will once you get this companion, who's not only really good in combat, but is one of the best written characters in the game.
Because they broke everything, supposedly. So
what do you mean, broke everything?
Matthew, stop moving
around
so much. You can still talk, but stop moving around so much.
Okay. I heard in main Skyrim, if you had a companion, they just broke all the quests and stuff, so I didn't bother.
I haven't done it. I've done quests with my main quests with my new companion, and it's been fine, but... I'm sure that was an issue at launch. I don't know if it still is.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe it's not. Evan. Yeah. Evan stopped moving around so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just sounds like you're moving the mic a little bit. Anyway, you guys remember this raccoon that's been living in my air vents?
No, I don't think you've mentioned him.
No? Oh, well,
Is his name Roscoe, perhaps?
His name is Roscoe. So
is the twist is that it's actually Evan in raccoon makeup?
Yes. He's dressed as Cartman, dressed as the coon.
That's meta.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So
cuz I'm like a real life Cartman.
I did watch 6 Days to Air,
really
of
good.
South Park documentary.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So anyway, Roscoe, let me fill you in on where we're at with Roscoe.
Please do.
So
this has become like the most interesting news story of ever.
So, So on Thursday, I got, or no, it was Wednesday night. I got really fucking pissed off because Roscoe was making so much noise that I felt like he was going to bash through and like bite me with his rabies jaw. And anyway, the next day I went into the office and had a little sit down with the building manager.
Just want to touch base. So yeah, you know that raccoon that I told you about is still in my fucking vents.
That's pretty much how that went. And so anyway, they got a small trap. They put it up in my air vents with like a Nutter Butter or Reese's Pieces or whatever, I don't know. So they put it up in there. What? So they put it up in there, and the next, like, later that night, it was like 12 whenever they put it in there, and they came back at 6 right before the maintenance guys left, and they pulled out the trap, and the trap had been sprung, but there was no food inside. The crafty little devil got the food out, but didn't trigger the trap.
You know what you should do? You should get a speaker and play Rocky Raccoon, that Beatles song.
I'm not done.
At like full volume.
But I'm not done yet. Maybe that happens. You don't know. No, it didn't happen.
Oh.
So we got like some cookie and we put it all over the trap. So that he would have to go.
I'm pretty sure that cookie plural is cookies.
No. It was one cookie just broken up.
It's like Jell-O.
No, it was one cookie broken up and put all over the
trap. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just little bits of cookie.
Gotcha.
So anyway, the next morning...
Just the cookie crumbles, man.
Yep. The next morning, they check it and triggered again. No raccoon inside. So
what the hell?
The raccoon
is... Does he have,
a
boomerang that he throws?
I guess. Either that or he's fucking Sly Cooper. So,
I bet he is.
That'd be so cool.
So anyway...
Sly Cooper's...
So anyway, it was at this point they were like, listen, we're not going to catch him in this trap. Like, it's not going to happen. So what we're going to do is... And this was on Saturday. What we're going to do is on Monday... we're going to come in and he showed me this hole, like the hole that Roscoe has been climbing down. He's like, we're going to seal that hole up and you're not going to have to worry about this anymore. I was like, all right, let's do it. Monday. Let's do it today. Today is that Monday. I'm getting there.
Okay.
You're skipping the best part of the story. So then Saturday night,
you mean there's a part of this story that can be better than what came before it?
Yes. No.
Wow.
So Saturday night, I'm watching some dumb movie, and...
like you do.
Yes.
Frequently.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear this loud bang, and I turn around. The air vent cover has fallen open, the air filter has been thrown out, and I immediately am like, what the... fuck, at the top of my voice, and my first thought is, that little fucker ran into my bathroom, and that means that he's trapped in there. So I was like, alright, let's do this shit. And I walked in there, and there was no raccoon. I was like, fuck! So really, he just stepped on it, it scared him, and he ran back up the air.
I think there's really only one thing we need to say about this story, which is that a raccoon is outsmarting you.
Yes, until now, because they came in today and they cut a hole in the ceiling of my bathroom.
I just don't want to pass over that. Just let that sink in. A raccoon.
A raccoon
lives,
isn't. No, the raccoon isn't outsmarting
live in
me.
Sewers
the
a
raccoon
lot of the
isn't
time.
Outsmarting me. It's outsmarting the building managers because I would have killed that thing by now. But it's something about humane.
Why don't you
something
get up
about
there with your shotgun. Use your Second Amendment rights and blow that thing away.
He is attempting to break into my home, so I do have that.
Stand
right.
Your ground, man.
Do have that
do you
right.
You live in Florida?
Yep.
I live in Florida.
That's a topical joke. Topical from 2 months ago.
So anyway, Roscoe is no longer a threat. Hopefully. He might chew through
was he
whatever.
Ever?
Yes. He might chew through whatever the
sorry,
fuck they
put up.
Sorry,
I forgot about his rabies joke.
God damn it. He might chew through whatever the fuck they put up there, but I don't know. Anyway, that's that.
He's probably going to chew through a gas line and set your house on fire.
Well, there was one moment where I thought that he had chewed through my wall and chewed through the cable that ran my internet, but that didn't actually happen. The internet
that
just
been great.
What
so
happened
awesome.
Was the internet went down at the exact moment that I started hearing him thrash around a whole bunch, and I was like, "Oh fuck, he shocked himself, didn't he? That motherfucker shocked himself."
That would only be great if it was like a knowing malicious attack from Roscoe on you.
It's,
like, yeah,
it's
this
like,
will show the bastard gonna cut
that,
out his internet.
What's that movie with Nathan Lane with the rat?
Mouse trap?
No. It's like they're in the house and the rat.
Oh, and then the two guys get the. They try to flush out that rat or whatever.
I'm saying I think that movie is called Mouse Trap.
Mouse Trap? Okay. Let's go with that.
Is
I don't
it?
Give a shit. It's Mousetrap. Let's just
Mouse Hunt.
Mouse Hunt.
Is there a whole thing like they owned a cheese factory or something?
Yes.
Or a string factory?
It's called Mouse Hunt.
Yeah.
No, way to spoil the end of the movie, Matthew. Cheese. Because then
wait,
it became a string cheese factory.
Gore Verbinski.
Cheese, Matthew.
Wait. Gore Verbinski directed Mouse Hunt?
Hey, you gotta start somewhere. And he's been in Disney's pocket for so long.
And he started strong.
Yeah.
He started strong.
Oh, man, that's a great... This is perhaps the great turn of phrase in any IMDb synopsis I've ever read. Two stumble-bum inheritors. Stumble-bum.
Stumble-bum.
Sure, that's a thing.
Yep. Oh, man. I'd like to tell you... That I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that Mouse Hunt is rated PG for language, mayhem, and comic sensuality?
I tried.
Comic sensuality.
Yeah, there's a lady with cleavage that he like lands in or something.
How do you know that?
Because I watched Mouse Hunt, not recently.
A lot, apparently.
It's things like that stick out sometimes. All right. Cleavage lady sticks out.
Literally sticks out.
So, anyway.
Let's throw the break.
Oh, God, can we please?
Yes.
Okay.
I am as eager to throw the break as you are.
Cool. Break. Different strokes for different folks. That's what Evan says.
Like more sensual.
What?
Like comic sensualness. What is
a
rat
know,
trap? Hat?
Do you know what sensual means?
It means friendship, right?
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back. It is time for Error Report to do the news.
Is it? Minecraft creator. I know Clint loves Notch. So that's why I'm open with this. Notch is facing a patent lawsuit.
It's just that everyone gets patent law. Like, there are a million patent lawsuits a day, pretty much. Like, that's an over-exaggeration. But still, like, it's when Notch gets one... And he posts about it on Twitter that it becomes news? That's the part that irks me. Like, I have nothing against it, but that's the part that irks me, is that makes
sure.
it news all of a sudden.
Sure.
I get it.
I mean
his
tweet is addressing it in the way I feel like you just were about getting those sorts of things every day. his tweet in full that people are reporting on was, step one, wake up. Step two, check email. Step three, see we're being sued for patent infringement. Step four, smile. And that was the extent of it.
Okay.
So, you know, whether or not that is newsworthy, for others to decide. We don't do written news. Not our concern.
But it's our decide.
You know why?
We decide what kind of news we report on, damn it! Possible it's newsroom true. Dialogue.
Man, I'm trying to remember the possible newsroom dialogue I wrote yesterday on Twitter.
They were pretty good.
I was pretty pleased with myself when I came up with some of it. Yeah, okay, Wheatley. Wheatley. People like Wheatley, yeah. Right?
Sure.
Portal 2.
What?
Yeah.
That's a Portal 2.
Yeah, it's a game.
About what?
It's about portals.
What?
See, okay, so you shoot a portal onto something, and you shoot a portal onto another thing, and then you can walk through the one thing and come out the other thing.
I don't know what that thing... What?
So Wheatley is on a panel.
Oh, he was in Skyrim.
Wheatley has been engraved onto a panel that is headed to the International Space Station. I guess technically, I think this headline is incorrect, because I think it's the Space Corps, not Wheatley. Because beneath the engraving, there's a quote that says, in space! So the Space Corps is finally getting to space, guys.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah there you
also,
go.
Also, like, that's the first video game to ever do that, right?
Sure, we'll say that.
Have its mascot portrayed outside the atmosphere of the Earth.
I don't.
Am I right?
I don't like the things that you're saying right now.
Uh huh.
So stop that.
So the okay. You know the 3DS XL.
Yeah.
The thing that I totally predicted instead of Clint.
What?
But never mind.
No.
Oh God.
Merely a reference to our brief argument over who predicted the larger Circle Pad Pro.
You said we want the truth. No, what you want is the truth that suits you. To hear that, I recommend changing the channel.
Possible newsroom dialogue. I had an abortion one.
Mine was, if you haven't seen Will Do the News, then you haven't seen Shakespeare the way it was meant to be played.
That's right. The one I had was like, so you don't believe abortion is murder? No more than I believe vegetarians can't eat eggs. okay. 3DS XL screen will reduce glare, apparently.
By 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice number, 6%.
Woo. The largest percentage... Below.
So Iwata said that anti-reflection has been a topic every time since the Game Boy Advance, but most of the time we had to give up on it because of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this is getting less glare. Okay. End of news story.
Cool.
Machinarium? Machinarium?
Machinarium.
Machinarium? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
I say it like machinarium.
Machinarium.
So... Okay. Machinery.
Machiavelli.
No.
Gotcha. No. There we go. It might be coming to the Vita. This is a rumor, not confirmed.
Yeah.
That'd be the first adventure game on the Vita. Probably.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe. I mean, the rumor, apparently there's a bunch of ESRB listings where the game has been registered as coming out for the Vita. The designer has only offered the statement that he would like to bring it to the Vita. Which, to me, says that it's probably going on the Vita.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
It was bring it in quotations?
No.
Okay.
He was actually quoting bring it on.
Yeah, that's right. What I was going.
Cinematic masterpiece, bring it on. Bring it on, yeah. Is better than The Dark Knight Rises.
on the IMDb
now,
top 250.
Now I'm just trying to troll people. Final Fantasy Versus 13 is apparently canceled.
Oh,
I know
no.
You guys are probably so shocked.
I'm just excited for 13-3.
Oh, God. I'm getting to that. I'm saving up all my indignation. apparently, obviously it is a rumor, so like it's not confirmed, but it's confirmed. Final Fantasy Versus 13 isn't coming out, guys.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that's going to happen. That they announced it 6 years ago. I think there would be some footage of it if it was coming
Duke
out.
Hey, Duke Nukem.
Yep. Final Fantasy, you heard it here first. Final Fantasy Versus 13, the next Duke Nukem game.
Oh, that'd be so cool. What if Duke Nukem was in the newsroom?
Like, kick ass and use Phoenix Downs, and I'm all out of Phoenix Downs.
Aha! Evan, you're so funny! You're so funny because what you did was you took the Duke Nukem joke and then you used Final Fantasy terms.
They live joke, but.
Duke Nukem stole it. They live. Duke Nukem stole it. Like, it's his joke now.
So there's a new Final Fantasy 13, and I'm going to try to leave that in the past and move on. There's a new Final Fantasy 13 announcement coming soon, which most people think is Final Fantasy 13-3.
13-3, woo!
I'm obviously excited for that. You can read my 13-2 review, which I loved a lot.
Especially the character of Noel.
Especially the character of Noel, or Noel.
Or the Moogle.
I love me some Moogle. That Moogle was not so good. I'll stick with Mog from Final Fantasy VI, thank you.
Lame. That game was like on the Super NES. Like, who plays that?
Super NES. That Final Fantasy VI is one of three games I would consider perfect.
What do you know? You play games that are like old and stuff.
I know.
It's just dumb.
I know it is pretty.
Plays
dumb.
Old.
There's a zombie MMO that's apparently been announced. It's called The War Z.
Oh, Evan, did you end up playing The Secret World?
I wish I could. This is boring because it's more computer stuff, but I think I need a better graphics card to play The Secret World for some reason, even though I'm supposed to be able to. And it might be a power supply issue, so I have to get a new... It's a whole thing, but then they sent me a screw that was stripped, so I need to...
It's probably
so I can't get out of my case to put in a new power supply.
Yeah. I bet you it's the power supply.
Yeah, I hope it is, because I don't want to buy a new graphics card.
Yeah, those things are expensive.
They are.
They went down in price. The AMD cards went down in price, so...
Really?
Good news there.
That is good.
Yeah.
Arctos Entertainment and Hammerpoint Interactive. I don't know either of those places. Mm-hmm. But they've announced a new zombie MMO called The War Z. It will feature a hybrid of PvP and PvE with players duking it out. I'm in the wasteland that is ravaged by the zombie apocalypse. So it's kind of like a, you know, you gotta be wary. DayZ style. You gotta be wary of zombies and survivors. In fact, it sounds kind of like DayZ.
Yeah.
Normal, which allows players to be revived after a cooldown period, and hardcore, where death is permanent.
Permadeath.
Is it being developed on the Arma 2 engine?
I don't believe so.
Good.
So apparently the Fez patch is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. And Phil Fish was frustrated.
Yeah, so Phil Fish released a statement recently explaining why he's not going to be fixing the broken patch. He said, you know, Microsoft would charge us tens of thousands of dollars to recertify the game. The game save problem that some have experienced only affects a very small percentage of the population, like me. and the current patch is safe for an overwhelming majority of players. So then they say, you know, to the less than 1% who are getting screwed, we sincerely apologize. We know this hurts you the most because you're the ones who put the most times into the game, and this breaks our hearts. We hope you don't think back on your time spent in Fez as a total waste. And then Microsoft issued another statement saying Polytron and their investor Trapdoor made the decision not to work on an additional title update for Fez. Microsoft Studios chose to support this decision based on the belief that Polytron/Trapdoor were in the best position to determine what the acceptable quality level is for their game. Jeez, this is just dripping with passive aggression. While we do not disclose the cost of title updates, we did offer to work with Trapdoor to make sure that wasn't a blocking issue. We remain huge fans of Fez.
Wink.
Wink. So yeah, I don't know how that's sort of a lose-lose situation as far as I can tell, yeah. But Fez still one of my favorite games this year. Patch issues be damned.
Yeah.
Hideo Kojima has been working on this Fox Engine thing.
Foxy Engine.
Apparently,
what's so great about it?
It's
just a really pretty looking engine.
It's Foxy.
I'm cool with that.
Like a really shockingly... Like they released, I don't know if you remember this, Matthew, or if you saw it, they released like pictures of an office rendered in the engine and put them right next to a... Okay, so that's the Fox Engine.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, and so he's going to be revealing it next month. People have speculated, you know, they might be holding off on MGS5 announcements because they're working on it with the Fox Engine. That would be nice.
Man, I just... Do you guys want to speculate on MGS5 for a moment?
No, because I'm MGS5.
I'll speculate. Like,
what would that be? It can't be Solid Snake.
Hey, just let me know whenever you're done, okay?
Okay. Oh, you're going to go? Uh-oh. Are you gone, Clint? I guess he's gone. Okay.
I guess we can talk shit about Clint now.
Sure. So Clint is dumb.
Actually, what are we doing? Let's talk about backgammon.
Yeah. How do you feel about backgammon, Matthew?
You know, my feelings haven't changed. It's still pretty good.
It's still a good sport in your mind.
Yeah, good sport.
Please
I'm hoping to see it at the Olympics.
Please stop.
Okay, we're actually going to talk about Metal Gear now.
Okay.
So, Matthew, if I were to predict Metal Gear Solid 5, I mean, if I were making Metal Gear Solid 5, I'd probably go back to the boss in the 30s.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. It'd be, but the thing is that a lot of Metal Gear Solid kind of relies on gunplay to a certain extent. Like, the 30s, you know, I don't... Like, what are the 30s really?
I think it would have to be,
you know what I'm saying?
Genre bending, definitely. Yeah. I don't think you could pull off a straight stealth like that.
Would it be almost like, you know, kind of like a sidestep, like... Well, that's the thing, because, like, Revengeance is very clearly, like, you know, it's called Revengeance. Like, it's clearly a different thing. Metal Gear Solid 5 sort of implies, like, a stealth-oriented game.
I mean,
I'm not sure.
4 wasn't... You could play 4 like a third-person shooter.
Oh. Yeah, but you could, but, like, you could still... Like, he made it so you could do it either way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that series, I think, has evolved from being purely stealth or you're fucked and you die. You know?
Okay,
There's more ways to get out of messing up yourself.
Yeah.
And still...
The boss is cool. I'm
definitely.
To the boss.
I think there's a lot of unexplored territory there. I think it would be interesting to maybe like something more around the genesis of the the snake cloning process.
Yeah. Or how about like I guess you could, because Naked Snake worked a lot with the boss, right?
Yeah.
Beforehand, so
yeah, you could do that. Maybe you could even do like some sort of weird teenage thing. With Solid and Solidus and Liquid. See, there's probably some stuff to be mined there.
Yeah.
So yeah, very excited about... I mean, Metal Gear Solid, not one of the three games I consider perfect, but in my top 5 favorite series, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that.
I love it quite a bit, so I'm going to invite Clint back into the call. All
right.
Now. And also... You know what else I'm going to try to do?
What?
I'm going to try to add Ryan to this call.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
I'm going to?
Don't be like that.
I'm going to be like that.
Not like you... this.
Yeah, we had a good Metal Gear talk. I'm pretty satisfied. Oh, okay. Ryan doesn't want to
try. Oh, he's busy.
He's busy. That's fine. Ryan can just... He's not really a part of this podcast anyway.
Nope.
Yeah.
So just Ubisoft ready for new consoles.
I think Ubisoft's been ready for a new console for like the past 3 years.
Because you know what wanna, I think? I think most developers are probably ready for new technology.
Oh, guys, what if Ubisoft makes a console and they call it the Softball?
I honestly don't follow where the joke is.
Because Ubisoft.
He's saying that the console will be in a ball shape and that it would be called the.
Okay, so it would be a ball-shaped console.
Yeah. And it would be soft.
What you're saying.
The Ubisoft ball.
Okay. Could I throw it like a
soft? The next console could be called baseball because it's for men.
No.
Would it double as like an actual usable softball and a gaming console?
No. Yes, and then they could like sort of talk about its like durability.
I see. No, that's a good idea. I fully support this.
Fully support this?
Fully. So this is Ubisoft saying they're ready for new consoles. Maybe because Watch Dogs.
Yeah. I think that can be run on the 360.
I can't be run as nice.
Yeah, but I think it can be done fine. I don't think it looks super, like, impossibly gorgeous.
What are we even talking about? I zoned out.
We're talking about Ubisoft Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's running on Watch an IMPC. Is that what we were talking about?
No, we were talking about Watch Dogs.
Yeah, but it's running on a high MPC. Like, that's where it was running.
Yes.
At E3.
Yes, that was where it was running.
Yeah.
Okay, Skyrim Update 1.7 has entered a beta.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's got a lot of bug fixes.
Yeah.
I'll just read some of the stuff it's helping with. Fixed rare crash related to dragon landings. Fixed logic error with loading screens from add-ons on the 360. What the hell?
What the fuck?
What was that?
Where's the bomb?
That's good for me, the loading screens thing, because my loading screens are fucking long ever since I downloaded that add-on. Like, really, like, up to...
Ah!
What the hell?
What is that?
Stop!
Up to 45 seconds. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. Last news story here. Apparently there's a fourth Penny arcade game in the works.
Excuse me.
Nicely done, Glenn. I'm glad you saved that for when we started recording again.
It just happened.
So they've now gone beyond their planned three after, I guess, the third one did well for them. I haven't played it yet. But
I like those
guys. I haven't played any of them.
Yeah, apparently the third one's pretty damn good. So, fourth one is coming out, and that's it for news.
Really?
I guess I could do some...
No. This is fucking stupid. I'm reading this news story right now. You know that that Total Recall remake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing the three-boobed lady thing again?
Yeah, no.
From the first...
They advertised that in the trailer.
No, yeah, I know, but... she at Comic-Con had like the costume on with a third breast, and
that's weird. I'm going to bed. I mean, if you're into that, that's fine. But like, that probably
no. What I'm saying is that people actually thought that it was like she got surgery to get a third breast. Like that's fucking silly. Stupid.
Where is the third?
Huh?
Where is it? Where is it located? In between?
The third breast?
Yeah.
It's like...
It's on the knee.
Oh. That's not attractive.
It's stupid. I just thought I'd point out how stupid people can be.
Is Total Recall 1 good? You know, the
Total Recall 1 is awesome, and so is Arnold Schwarzenegger's DVD commentary.
Is No Country for Old Men 1 good?
Not as good as the sequel, No Country for Dead Men, which is, you know, they were
really morbid.
Here's some light box office news. Dark Knight Rises pulled in $160 million over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it the third highest opening weekend, which is very, very good. Good on you, even though I don't like you very much.
Stephen Merchant lands a comedy pilot at HBO.
Sure.
It's called Hello Ladies. He's going to he's going to direct, star, and write it.
Oh, man. Yes. Sure.
It will...
what was the thing?
It will include...
What was the... No, sorry. Go ahead.
It will include some of his former office colleagues as well.
All right.
Yep.
Let's throw it a break.
I was thinking we can find some more movie stuff. No,
I forgot to talk about Breaking Bad.
What's there to talk about, really? Because you're not going to want to spoil it for me.
True. I think the first episode is good, unlike our fellow reviewer, Nicholas Clement.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Well, here's something. LA Times erroneously stated their box office numbers for... this is worldwide. Never mind. Worldwide, Dark Knight Rises debuted at $249 million.
Yeah.
Dang.
Worldwide.
Sure. So,
yeah. Everything else is about Dark Knight. Yeah, that's all I'm seeing.
If you want to hear more about the Dark Knight, listen to the Pushing the Hot Button episode. If you are upset about the bluntness of my review, which was necessary because it's a second opinion, so I try to cap it at around 200 words, then you should listen to me talk about it on the podcast, where I explain in more detail what my issues were.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to throw it a break, and then we'll be back with questions. Yeah, exactly. He lures the women into a false sense of security and then rapes them.
Jesus, Clay.
Questions.
Guys, it's getting...
Questions time. Cody Bauman wants to know if he's a pretty rad dude.
Sure.
To that, I say, you are an okay rad dude.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Yep.
Maybe one.
I give him a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
He's not pretty, but he's above average.
But it works.
Yeah.
It's not especially interesting, but you know.
But don't sell your show short, kid. You know, you got potential.
You know, fans of you will probably really enjoy this iteration. You might be a mixed bag, but hey.
You know what else is
If you like Cody Bauman, you might also like Kyle D. Locke, Ryan McKinley, and also some other ginger.
What the hell are you talking about?
Was that like a Netflix recommendation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you also should have recommended like some dumb thing they always recommend on Netflix.
And Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. There you go.
Well, Miles wants to know why we're recording this podcast on Monday.
Because I was dumb and had to go places.
Yeah. That's true. You are dumb.
Well, yeah.
Sorkinisms.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Sort of.
I think you're stretching.
Like, take a small part of a sentence and then turning it into an insult for somebody? I think that's a sorkinism.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is a reaching sorkinism, but I'm pretty sure it's one.
Right.
One of them. One of the few. Anyway.
Now, do you mean that you're reaching for the Sorkinism, or the Sorkinism is reaching for you?
The Sorkinism is reaching for me.
Okay.
Kyle Locke, favorite Final Fantasy game you've ever played?
8.
Final Fantasy 13.
Mystic Quest.
Crystal Chronicles. My Kingdom. Was the like the tower defense?
My Life as a King.
Yeah, that.
That was a weird game that I played. I bought DLC for that game. I don't know why.
In all seriousness, though, Final Fantasy XI is the best Final Fantasy game.
Did you forget about 14?
Yeah, 14.
Oh shit,
like,
14.
14 is a graphical update.
I love spending
everything.
My Crysteria.
Yeah.
Anything in the, what is it, Fabulous Crystallis Novellus?
Or yeah, whatever? Sure. Whatever you just said.
The 13 business.
See, the thing is, I've only played 1, 3, and 13. So 13 is the best.
You've only played 1, 3?
I'm working on it. In fact, I'm going to do a review of Final Fantasy 1 once I finish it.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Sure.
I'm getting there. Also, I'm going to have some unkind words to say about 3.
Yeah, 3's not very good.
Yeah, 3 sucks. Can't buy Phoenix Downs. What the heck?
That's true. Sleeping at an inn doesn't revive people.
That's the stupidest thing. It's like, I'll grind, but
you have to go to that temple and bathe in that water. Revivification water. In all seriousness, though, I'll say that twice now.
In all seriousness, it's Final Fantasy VI.
I mean, it is. That's one of the three perfect games.
It's not the quintessential Final Fantasy game. That's Final Fantasy VIII, obviously.
Yes.
Squall.
Squall is the greatest hero.
Tifa. Tifa's so hot.
Yeah, Tifa's not in Final Fantasy VIII, but yeah.
Did you even play Final Fantasy VIII? Oh my god.
Hey. Fire me or shut the hell up.
No, but 6 is great. Play it. Clint, you should totally play 6. You haven't, right?
I think so. Let me check. Because I got, like, a bunch of PlayStation...
Well, that's not how you should play Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah, well, you find me a SNES card of it and I'll play it.
I mean, I'm sure you could.
I have
a SNES card.
Wait, hold on here, okay? Because I've got 4, Chrono Trigger, 5, and 6.
Okay. Well, you should play 6.
What about 4, Chrono Trigger, and 5?
Chrono Trigger's good, 4 is good, 5 is also good. But 6 is the best.
So I should play all of those?
Yeah, but 6 first.
Now,
because those other 3 games aren't perfect.
Should I play those before or after Metal Gear Solid?
I'd say you should prioritize 6 over Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
and Evan, why isn't Chrono Trigger perfect?
Because it's hopelessly overrated.
And what?
I don't like things that are overrated. I don't like things that are overrated.
And
that's
not even its fault.
And
you asked me why it's not perfect.
Batman's
so
overrated.
Something that can be overrated cannot be perfect.
Batman's
but
overrated.
Link to the Past is overrated, so to speak.
No,
but
it's pants? Not. That's one of the three perfect games.
Pants are overrated.
But there had to have been some flaw with Chrono Trigger in order for it to not be perfect.
Okay, I'll name a flaw with Chrono Trigger.
Thank you.
Its supporting characters aren't particularly well defined, and the reason people like them is because of the music that plays when you find them, and because they all have one sort of identifiable look and thing they do.
That sounds a lot like criticism for Dark Knight Rises.
Sure.
Like,
did Matthew, did you just say I'm right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
everything except for Magus, I would agree with, yeah.
So to be clear, I just made a cynic out of you on Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree with that. I mean, you're right. I love that game.
Do you guys,
I do too.
Do you guys have Chick-fil-A's? Do you eat at the Chick-fil-A's?
I don't think there's one near me.
Oh, man.
Me too, but I don't.
You guys should eat some Chick-fil-A's. I had that for lunch today. It's good.
Sorry,
it's
I didn't realize you hate gay people, Cliff.
So Chick-fil-A.
That's why I don't eat there.
maybe you should go back to picketing your funerals with the Westboro Baptist Church.
So Chick-fil-A, right? It's all delicious and stuff?
I honestly don't even know what Chick-fil-A is.
It's a chicken place. Like, you get chicken there. It's the home of the chicken sandwich.
Oh, because chick is part of chicken.
They're the people that have the cow signs that say that you should eat chicken instead of cows.
More chicken and
you know what you should eat instead of chicken or cows? Buffalo. What? You know why?
Buffaloes have wings?
Because buffalo, both a ton healthier, and tastes identical to hamburger.
But there are no more buffalo.
Shut up. It's their own fault they can't take care of themselves, right?
That's true. If the buffalo deserved to survive, it should learn how to dodge a bullet once in a while.
Buffalo meat is the best kind of meat?
It is a very good kind of meat. Would especially you ever... if anybody listening is trying to go on a diet, stay healthy, and you want like a hamburger, make a buffalo burger.
So would
it
you
is significantly
would you ever...
healthier. Very, very good tasting.
Would you ever so like a turkey burger?
Turkey burgers are good. They're not as good as buffalo burgers, though.
Yeah, but like, would you ever go, like, vegetarian, or do you like meat too much?
I mean, both of my brothers are vegan.
Right.
So
fuck.
I already sort of...
That's stupid.
I mean, I don't want to... I mean, I just got back from
They
New
should
York,
get some buffalo wings.
I ate at Peter Luger's Steakhouse, which is where I got a huge steak. So...
Oh, wait, is that a really nice steakhouse?
Yes.
And a Luger? Like,
oh,
did you get
I think
a gun
I went
to go
there.
Along with it?
It's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
They That's cut awesome. It up, and you get, like, a steak for two, and they serve it on a plate, and it's sizzling, and it's juices, and their steak sauce is so good, and the steak's, like, $90, because it's so
yes.
good.
Yes! And, dude, did they come out with a lobster that was still alive and had its claws taped down?
I didn't. See, I got really good shrimp cocktail, though. It was in Brooklyn, Peter Luger's.
Yeah, maybe it's not the same place, but...
There was a plaque on the wall with a quote from Johnny Carson saying it was the best meal he'd ever had. So you know it's good.
So there are a lot of
these
questions...
Yeah, that's like Regis Philbin.
I don't...
I know, I bet you...
That's like Regis Philbin?
He's talking about How I Met Your Mother again.
Oh, okay.
With the
that was a lot better out of context, though, because all I heard was I mentioned Johnny Carson, and then you said, oh, that's like Regis Philbin.
Johnny Carson is a lot like Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
Once you really get down to it.
They're both dead.
Uh-huh.
Regis Philbin's been dead for quite some time.
Wait, Regis is dead?
No! That was the joke! Jesus,
oh,
Matthew.
God damn it. What's the worst experience you ever had with customer service? So says Miles.
Everything with my current computer.
Really? Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
They didn't fix it twice, and then they fixed it the third time, but sent me back a screw that is stripped, so I can't replace anything in it.
Shit. Okay, so that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Mine's probably been this whole Roscoe situation. Let's be honest here.
Sure. What, Roscoe said he was going to fix your cable and he hasn't yet.
Matthew, you got anything? No?
Okay. I just kind of avoid messing up like you guys, so I don't have to deal with it.
That's right. You live in Florida where shit just regenerates.
More questions about Roscoe.
Like our arms.
Our arms? So is everybody in Florida like a lizard?
Yeah, and it's cool because if you cut off your arm, not only will you grow your arm back, but your arm will grow your body back.
All right, I'm not going to ask any of those questions because
they're
all about
Roscoe.
That should
be an alternate dimension.
Really give a shit.
So what, you're saying that whenever, like if I cut my fingernails,
then
10 clones of me will appear.
Are you insane? I said arm. It's got to be big, dude, not...
Oh, pardon me. I didn't recognize the very specific and logical rules of your crazy world for cutting out.
Fingernails aren't even, like, blood and stuff. They're just, like, dead skin.
No, that's apt. That's apt. Fingernails aren't blood and stuff. I should have known that to clone myself, I need to cut off something with blood flowing through it.
Yeah, otherwise, how is the blood going to regenerate into a human body?
How?
Duh.
How?
I'm going to ask another question.
Well, you can't?
No, I'm going to ask another question. I'm just waiting for you guys to be quiet. So, Miles, the rest of these, whatever else we ask, it's going to come from Miles, because the rest of them are about Roscoe, and I don't want to ask or answer anything else about Roscoe ever again.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
Fuckers.
Okay.
Best trip you've ever been on?
I went to Washington, D.C. That was cool.
London was pretty nice. London or Amsterdam.
Oh, I've been around the world.
Yeah, I have.
Two. What's the song?
What's the cool thing? I mean, I recognize that you live in Texas, and you probably don't think there's any world outside of it.
There's not.
But there is.
There is, Clint, and it's way better.
Actually,
did you know that Tex-Mex actually originates from Mexican food?
No way.
No, Texas made everything. Shut up.
So, I don't know. I mean, I went to Disney World as a little kid. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Disneyland.
I go there every day. Yeah.
And then I went like 5 years, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It wasn't as awesome.
You should go to Disneyland. That's where the magic happens.
And then, I mean,
I just say Disneyland is like the one thing that I still enjoy very much.
Even in all your cynicism, you still enjoy Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is rad. Let's get down to it here. Space Mountain. That's a fun ride. It goes really fast.
Yeah, it's not so fun.
Did they fix it?
It's not so fun when the lights are on.
Yeah, then because you're like, my God, my head is so close to that rail.
Yeah.
But Splash Mountain, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome ambiance in Splash Mountain. Pirates. Pirates of the Caribbean, probably one of the best rides in terms of just
old or new. I do like the thinly concealed racism in Splash Mountain.
Older new pirates.
Old.
Old. There we go. Dude, old. Johnny Depp, my
now,
God.
Now, what about Haunted Mansion before?
Although those animatronics are pretty impressive.
Oh, Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion is great.
And what about the carousel?
And add in, like Eddie Murphy going, oh my God, what am I kidding?
I am a fan of the, because, they do special stuff at Disneyland for Halloween. I am a fan of the Nightmare Before Christmas get-up they put on the Haunted Mansion, even though I'm sort of done with the Nightmare Before Christmas as a movie.
Because it's Tim Burton's directorial masterpiece. Wait, no, Tim Burton didn't direct that. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
I didn't even know that. Oh my God.
Yeah, everybody thinks Tim Burton directed
it. I know, because they put his name all over it. You have to think that.
Henry Selick. Henry Selick.
So, what about the Carousel of Progress in Tomorrowland?
Yeah, sure. You know what? I've never been a Star Tours fan.
Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Beautiful tomorrow.
At the end of every day.
Every day.
It's a
great,
this.
Big, beautiful tomorrow.
It's just a dream away.
The Indiana Jones ride is really good.
That's not even a ride.
That's a show.
Wait, whoa, you have an actual ride?
Yes. Yeah.
Disney World is just a show.
You go around like this cavern, and then there's a part where a boulder's coming at you, and you go underneath the boulder.
That's cool. What about, damn it.
We have like a sun show here.
Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
You know, I was never big into that, mainly because I was never a kid who liked being around other kids. So I'd prefer like a giant, I was probably like a bubble sounds preferable for me. Like if I was, like if I had some sort of terrible disease where I could just be in a bubble all the time.
You want a John Travolta themed Bubble Boy theme park?
Exactly. That's exactly what I want. Also, the railroad ride, Thunder Mountain, pretty good roller coaster.
Yeah.
One of the things I appreciate about Disneyland is that most of the rides are indoors. You know, they favor atmosphere over thrill, which I like a lot.
Sure.
I kind of like thrill more.
The Rock and Roll Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith?
Both. Sure.
Yeah, I've been on that. Splash Mountain is probably the best ride there because of its balance of really great atmosphere, really great music, really great thrill, you know.
I can see that.
I don't remember going.
I like walking around the Hamptons and singing Zippity Doodah.
Now, did either of you get to eat dinner with the princess in the castle? Because I did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys, like, do it afterwards?
We went up to her chambers and had some dessert.
You popped.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on. Pop.
No, I really enjoyed
going. That's not the only thing that popped.
There's, like, some great... The big drop in Splash Mountain is when you're actually going into the Briar Patch. And so if you look, there's like a bunch of vines and stuff, and you go into the vines. It's a very neat trick.
Yeah.
That I appreciate.
So I mean, Disneyland aside, I really liked my trip to New York.
New York is... Every time I go to New York, I'm like, yeah, I could probably do this.
Yeah.
I could probably make it here and then make it anywhere. It's neat. The subway is really efficient. Like, people say you have to walk a bunch in New York. You don't. You just get on the subway, and then everything is two blocks away.
Exactly. But I'd say more than anything, my favorite vacation, I went to, what was it, Red River, New Mexico.
I went to Santa Fe, and that was a whole lot of fun. Really, really nice area there.
I went to shit.
Santa Fe has great food, by the way.
Well, the reason why I went to Red River, like, we camped, I think it was like 9 days, but that wasn't the fun part. Like, the fun part was we hiked up this mountain. And we reached, like, three-fourths up to the peak. And I don't know if I've told this story before, but I've told somebody on the internet before. Anyway, we reached this peak, and we camped there for the night. And it was just as the sun was starting to set, and so it was, like, perfect lighting and everything. And we camped next to this lake, like, three-fourths up a mountain. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. It is just lined completely with trees, and off in the distance across the lake from us is the rest of the mountain, and everything 100 feet from where we are down was up was completely frozen and like snow and ice, and it was this 100-foot marker that all of a sudden everything just thawed and started like this stream that went down into the lake, and it was by far the most absolute fucking greatest sight I've ever seen. Like, it was, it was great. It's so, I wish I had pictures. That's just the best.
Gay.
Yeah.
I will say what's not so fun, road trip from San Francisco to Santa Fe. That is boring road.
What road isn't boring road? Like, let's be honest here.
Well, I mean, but then there's also I-5, which is as boring as a road. You can go, like, 90 miles an hour on I-5 and not notice because everything looks the same. It's like you're driving into a painting.
It's like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon?
Yeah. It's like any moment I am expecting to just crash into the wall.
Yeah, except
we're driving
into
the picture that the Roadrunner put up.
Yeah, the twist is that you're the painting the whole time.
Yeah. Let's move on. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah. What Miles wants to know, what could have made Dark Knight Rises a better Batman movie?
More Batman. Less dicking around with the people around Batman. and more Batman. If you could just give me a movie that focused more on the dynamic between Selina Kyle and Batman, probably be more into that.
Dude, that'd be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be hot, right?
Yeah, yeah it would. Yes.
Anne Hathaway's pretty attractive.
That's true, and she's pretty attractive in that movie.
If you just did, like there's an arc from The Long Halloween that is a lot taken in Dark Knight Rises between Batman and Selina Kyle. And
so do they actually ever fuck?
Yes.
Is that a thing that happens?
Yes. Yeah, actually, in one issue of Catwoman, I think it was, like, the first issue from the New 52...
Is that just the cold open?
Yeah. No, they're fucking with their masks on. Like, Batman has his cowl on. He's completely naked other than that, and they're just, like, going at it. It's pretty dumb.
Gotta protect your identity, man.
Oh, it's
pretty
stupid.
That's the only protection he needs.
No strings attached.
It's pretty stupid, but, yes.
Do you think Batman has, like, Batman-themed condoms?
They glow-in-the-dark bat symbols.
Yeah. It's actually a light that shoots out and projects the Batman symbol across the room.
Oh, that's hot.
Onto the vagina.
Okay. Let's move on. We're going down dark road here.
Oh!
The Dark Knight?
No.
Looking forward for the Heavy Rain-esque interactive sex scene in the next Batman game.
Dude, that'd be so cool. Oh, man. No, but more Batman, more good Selina Kyle. Like, the latter half of the Catwoman stuff was poor, but more of the stuff that we talk about during the hot button, that stuff, plus more Batman.
Yeah, the really sort of Joss Whedon-y stuff, more of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just sort of in general,
you
more
know,
of the Joss Whedon-y
everything
stuff.
More Joss. Next question. I don't want to ask that one.
Don't ask that one. I laughed at it. Would be too entertaining.
No. It was just like what were the questions that Evan liked last week?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
What do people think?
Exactly. That's why I laughed.
Evan wasn't even here during questions last week.
No, he
Boom.
He said he. Never mind.
I said that I wished I was on because I loved the questions I liked.
So what are your favorite commentaries? Like, don't fucking say all the Joss Whedon ones or the Dr. Horrible ones, because we know that. What is your favorite non-Joss Whedon documentary?
Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim is really good.
Yeah, all four of those are really good.
The commentaries on the Space set are also extremely good. They got, like, Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino and people to be on there.
Arnold Schwarzenegger on Total Recall.
Also, they do something that's sort of Uwe Boll.
Dude, I'm serious. Uwe Boll's commentaries are almost as, like, so bad as good as the actual movies.
Yeah,
because
you should listen to his postal commentary. He spent a lot of it ranting about how America just wasn't ready for postal. The commentaries on the Simpsons seasons are generally very good. They do one for every episode, which is crazy. And I largely found them very entertaining. I found them entertaining while the show was entertaining, which is the first 10 seasons.
Do they do that for South Park? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, to some extent it's like, you know, it's South Park. Like, except for like certain episodes, that's not really needed.
Right.
What was it? 500 Days of Summer commentary. It's got both writers and the director, Mark Webb. And
I'm really worried to watch this movie, by the way.
Well, no, hold on. Because throughout the commentary, it's just the writer who this movie is based on. Just like the entire time, he's like, yep, that's real. Fuck that bitch. Just like the entire time is pretty hilarious. But I do like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I'm just worried because I know you like that movie a lot. And I'm worried that I'm going to see it and not like it.
Yeah. If you don't, then I'll just never talk to you again. It's fine.
It's so full of whimsy. I mean...
Hey, I'm not against whimsy where whimsy is due.
Whimsy is quite due in this case.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? It does. And I've only seen the first movie than he did Spider-Man.
What?
Oh, is the same director?
Yeah.
Mark Webb. It's better than Amazing Spider-Man directorially.
Yeah. Speaking.
Okay, well that's encouraging.
Yeah. There was another one that I really liked. Like I got onto a commentary stint where I just like that's not the right word. I just listened to all the commentaries on all my movies. I'm trying to remember what the good ones were. And I'm looking at my bookshelf right now for the ones that I'm thinking of. I can't really find them. It's weird. Sin City commentary is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still need to see that.
I can't remember. This is
This is kooky.
I think the Lost in Translation has one. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. What kind of invention would you make if you had the required time and resources?
I'd make
one of those Wallace and Gromit things that, like, you have the bed, and then the bed, like, turns you up, and you, like, it puts on your clothes, and then it does the thing where it makes breakfast for you.
Yeah. Sure.
It's pretty cool.
I'd probably make and I know these already exist in sort of a bootleg form, but I would make and sell an Xbox disc changer.
All right.
So I could load up, like, 6 discs. Because I never really want to play more than, like, 3 or 4 games at one time. So if I could just have all of those in my system and just switch between them at will, that would be great.
That'd be nice. Then I wouldn't have to dig through finding Halo Reach every time I want to play that again.
Exactly. Every, like, month and a half, you decide, I'm going to play some Halo Reach. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
That's it for questions.
All consoles should have that next time, yeah.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
That's it for questions.
Yeah. Your move, Ouya.
That's such a dumb name. I'm sorry. That is a dumb name. That is just an objectively dumb name. I don't believe in things like this of opinion being objective, but that is objectively dumb.
Yeah.
Objectively.
We'll be back with a fourth segment yet to be determined after this.
Cool.
Do you smell that?
We're not actually in the same room as you, Clint.
What? Yeah. No, I mean, like, there's something really bad smelling right now. Hello, we're back. Evan, you're leading off whatever the hell this is now.
Fourth segment. Yeah, we're just going to answer some Yahoo Answers questions.
Okay.
Clint, I think we should just become in the business of helping people.
Sure, yeah, I'm very...
I think these people are in dire need of help.
Okay.
So let's kick this off. I'll kick this off with one of the less crazy ones here.
Okay.
Is it creepy/weird to Facebook request a girl that you have seen at the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the past few months, I have seen this girl at the gym I go to. Don't see her that much, maybe 10 times in total in the past 4 months.
But only in the gym?
Apparently. She went to my high school, but graduated 2 years after me.
Didn't know her
in high school, just knew of her. I'm 25 and she's 23.
This sounds like the start of an erotic novel.
So you think this guy should go for it?
If he wants to be the star of an erotic novel, sure.
If he's at a gym, and they went to the same school, even if it wasn't in the same grades, I think that's not quite creepy.
But don't Facebook her. I mean, dude, if you see her in the gym, just walk up to her or just stare at her. I don't know.
Yeah. Just stare at her. That's what Glenn... Just stare at her intently, just... maybe snap a couple photos.
Yeah, she'll get the message and then never return to the gym again.
Here's a new question. Solved. We're gonna kick this up a notch.
Bobby Flay style.
Bobby Flay style. My cousin keeps commenting on my boobs? Question
what?
Mark?
What?
It's a recipe for disaster.
I just
Bobby
started,
Flay style.
I just start.
I think that's more like we should have come up with a different chef for that one.
I just started to hit
Rachel
puberty
Ray
Bobby
style.
Flay style. And my
Imran Lagasse style.
Yeah, and my boobs are getting bigger than they were used to.
Oh, really?
My cousin is the same age as me, and recently he started to comment on my boobs, something like, "Wow, your boobs are huge now. Do you eat something odds recently?"
Odds? How old is this person?
Well, they just started to hit puberty, so...
Oh, okay, so you're just getting actual boobs. So yeah. This kid is the same age as you. That means he's reaching puberty. That means he's just...
also her cousin.
So he's just jacking off to his cousin, and it'll pass, I guess?
You want to hear some answers from the Yahoo Answers community?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell him to shut his pie... Shut his pie hole. And then ask in really? Front of his friends if his balls have dropped yet.
That's good. That's
cousin
good.
Lovin' should be reserved for the caravan parks. Don't go there.
The caravan parks.
It's totally okay. Me and my cousin are like that. I smack her, she smacks me. I kick her, she kicks me, etc.
I fuck her, she fucks me. Is that where that's going?
Etc.
Etc.
Well, that would def be very awkward, especially in front of his friends. Just tell him to stop being a douche, or just ignore him, or embarrass him back.
Bobby Flay style.
Bobby Flay style.
Bobby Flay style.
And then my favorite answer of the five is, that's a compliment, I think? Okay, so Yahoo...
It is kind of a compliment.
Yahoo Answers user CurlyCutie3. This is CurlyCutie3.
I wonder if she has curly hair and is a supposed cutie.
Wants to know...
Or Three Stooges lover.
Yeah. This person wants to... This person wants to know, what is a macho puppy name for a chihuahua?
Rex.
My sister is getting a chihuahua puppy that is a boy. He is black and white and just overcame parvo? Is that a dog thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is that like...
Call him Rex Reed?
Sorry.
Batman? Dude, I want a dog named Batman.
Batman?
Yeah.
Here are some answers.
You know Batman Bruce. Has a dog?
Bruce, Greg, Bob, Spike.
Hey, Bruce! Oh, Spike.
Two people suggested Spike. Three people.
They're all Angel fans.
One of them suggested Killer, and one person rated this as good. So.
Killer. I mean, I guess if you want to go for the irony value, Killer's pretty funny.
Speedy Gonzalez. Nachos. Tank.
Nachos.
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 Tank.
This is Nacho Dog.
Bandit, Zeus, Bear, Caesar, Peanut Amigo, Chico, Chili, Diego, Nacho, Pepe, Cisco.
Why are these all Mexican?
Pepe?
Because it's a chihuahua, Clint. Don't ask stupid questions.
Just because it's a chihuahua doesn't mean...
The chihuahua from Taco Bell.
Is from Mexico.
Taco Bell's from Mexico. Duh.
Okay, so this is Yahoo Answers user Nikki. Nikki has an issue. She, I assume this is a she, says, "Every time I go on Facebook, I feel depressed. I look at other people, and they have grown so much and are so different, and then there's me, no recent picture since 2009. Yada, yada, yada. No friends. This, I have to admit, this question's additional details not living up to the promise of the question. So we're just going to skip it.
Okay.
Why do I have to poop every time I go somewhere?
One of life's biggest questions, I think.
All jokes aside.
Deep thought. Why do I have to poop every time I go somewhere?
This is Sergeant Grunge. That's
42.
I would like to say that this is probably the best way to open the content of this question. All jokes aside. I always feel like I have to poop every time I go somewhere. Every time I leave my house, I feel like I have to poop. When I'm home, I'm fine. It's really irritating. I don't have any pain or anything. It's kind of embarrassing to talk to my doctor about. Any ideas? I'm going on a long trip, and I really want to know.
Get adult diapers?
You think that's the way he should go, Matthew?
Yeah.
Adult diapers? I guess that's good. User Anna Sabella says, you have a good digestion system. Your mind is saying you... And by the way, this person has never spelled the word you in his or her life, apparently, so this is all the letter. You. Your mind is saying you have to leave, your body is saying, wait, you're not ready to go! !!
Okay, so it's like an out of... Poop is an out-of-body experience?
It's like Twin Peaks.
Yep. No, what?
I'm the same way. Did you know if
you should
you
watch Twin Peaks? Matthew, have you watched Twin Peaks?
No.
You
I'm
should
gonna
watch
The Killing.
Dude, you should watch Twin Peaks.
You told me to watch The Killing.
Stop watching The Killing and start watching Twin Peaks.
All right.
It's
well,
a better show.
I watch How I Met Your Mother.
What are you on The Killing?
I just watched the first episode, but you told me to watch The Killing instead of Twin Peaks because
no.
you said The Killing was better.
No,
you said
fuck
The Killing
that.
Was
no,
better yourself.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Yes, you
I would
did.
Never
yes,
say
you
something.
Did.
I would
you said
never.
It's Twin Peaks, just better.
No,
that's what you said
no.
Yes, it.
No,
yes, yes.
I said. Yeah. I probably said it's Twin Peaks, but less weird.
No, you said it was better.
I would never say that
less
The Killing.
Odd.
I would. Yeah, less odd because Twin Peaks is fucking
flawed.
Crazy. No.
You said flawed.
No.
Yes.
No, I guarantee, yes. I guarantee fucking you that I would never call The Killing better than Twin Peaks.
I just remember all the jokes on the podcast, so I think I have a better memory than you.
No. You have a horrible memory of what I've said about The Killing and Twin Peaks, because Twin Peaks is a better show. By all far. Right.
Anyway, Evan.
What? Yeah, right. I'm doing this. Why do I sweat when I nap?
Because you have covers on and...
Going to bed at night, I never sweat.
Well,
however, taking a nap, no matter the room temp or time of day, I always wake up soaked. That's a very vivid description.
I don't know. Maybe it's like your body overexerting itself.
Overexerting itself. Maybe whenever you take...
No, it's like... You know, whenever it's nighttime, your body is accustomed to sleeping, but naps aren't really, like, a thing. Maybe
guys,
his body just doesn't want to nap, but he's a fucking sloth, and Kevin Spacey should kill him.
Guys, I think the only logical explanation for this is that someone is taking advantage of her every time she takes a nap.
It's a girl?
You think? We don't know the gender.
Oh.
Well, then it's a guy, but same thing.
Well, then it's a guy. If we don't know the gender, then it's definitely a guy.
Well, then, hey.
Yep.
That's what's going on.
Sure.
So, I don't want to elaborate on this. I just want to read the question. Keep in mind, this is followed up by a question mark, an exclamation point, and a question mark. Is there glass in my eye? Okay. Is it possible for my room to be haunted?
Yes.
Okay, so my... Okay, now obviously this person, Alyssa, she wanted to write grandmother, grandma, maybe grandfather, grandpa. Instead, she wrote, okay, so my granola died in my room from cancer.
My
then
granola.
My granola.
Yeah.
My granola.
You know, that's
it's funny
because
old people like granola.
Most of the time, granola is very resistant
my
towards
granola.
Cancer. And then after that, parentheses,
Ford
Chill,
Coppola.
Chill wasn't my room at the time.
Chill wasn't, so the room wasn't chill at the time?
It just said chill. What is chill, like the new word for like totally?
Yeah.
Totally wasn't my room at the time. Chill wasn't my room at the time.
Yeah,
so
I don't
dumb.
Think
that's so
that's
dumb.
Okay. Yeah.
This is like that one episode of Friends where Joey wrote a letter of recommendation and then he used like the synonym finder on Word to make like it sound smarter than it actually was.
Yeah, it's totally like that.
I did that in real life.
My room always makes weird sounds, and once my TV, just the sound blasted on while I was sitting down, not even close to it, and it blasted or just went boom? Question mark.
Okay, so that is you sitting on the fucking remote.
So I'm Lime WTF. So later Lime. I'm like, give me a sign if there is a ghost in here, and my mom walked in both times.
What?
And that is the end of the question.
Your mom is the ghost?
Now, I want to be clear. Somebody asked this 1 minute ago.
I want to... there was a time when,
I was growing up and my granola died.
No, there was like this one time I was in my room way across the house. I heard my mom say, Clint, come help, like really distraught. And so I ran to the garage, which was all the way across the house, and I went outside and, my dad had a shelf had fallen in the garage and my dad was trying to keep it up and my mom was just about to come yell, Clint, come help, whenever I opened the door and went outside. It was weird.
Next week on the Twilight Zone.
Yep. Do-do-do-do. Real steel.
What if they could make it so that higher organs could repair themselves?
That's what I was talking about.
And by higher organs, I mean the brain and the heart.
Those are the highest of organs.
I know they already have self-healing abilities, but they are so limited as to be negligible.
What about...
Anyway, do you guys think that would lead to people with super brains?
No, I love this. Self-healing. Like, they already have self-healing abilities.
But they are so limited as to be negligible.
Self-healing? Like, what the fuck?
It's actually an auto-cure spell. It just casts on itself.
If he wants to there to be more high organs, he can just smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, there
then all organs will be the highest organs.
I think right? This kid needs to go and take a class of biology.
Yeah, the lungs especially.
Anyway, do you guys think that would lead to people with super brains, kind of like those apes in that movie that came out recently?
Yes, we will all turn into Andy Serkis. We will all turn into Andy Serkis.
Like the,
oh boy!
Like the
and when I think of people with super brains, I think about those apes in that movie that came out recently. You know that movie with the people with the super brains.
Oh my god!
Okay, so this person does not have any
it's
additional.
One of the dumbest things I've ever.
So this person doesn't have any additional information. This is all there is. Do you have to pay for internet, or you don't need to get internet?
Yeah.
And then there was one answer from somebody obviously our level of snark and cynicism. You actually don't need internet the same way you need oxygen to live, but you do. But you need internet to get on Yahoo to find out who answered this question of yours. Source: Common Sense and Reality.
I like him. Her.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. Okay, so this is the final
the apes
one.
In that move.
This is the final one, and I'm a little dismayed by this.
The apes in that movie.
Cat has been having holes in body. Listen, somebody shot your cat. You know why it's not cat moving?
Cat has been having holes.
It's also making friends with flies. I don't...
My cat is...
Every time I poke it with a knife, there's a new hole.
Oh. My cat is a strictly outdoor cat. He is a sweetheart, but lately he's been coming home with little tiny holes in his skin towards his butt, but still on his body.
What are you doing looking at your cat's butt?
He goes down the drain a lot, and we know he has killed two snakes, so we know he wrestles with snakes occasionally.
He is killed?
That's like his hobby.
Yeah. He had one hole like 2 weeks ago, and we treated it with peroxide, and it was fine in a few days. Is that how holes work? No, seriously, can I just get a cut? Pour some hydrogen peroxide on it, just fixes itself right up.
That's what doctors do. They just charge you a ridiculous fee.
That's right. They just put you under, claim they're giving you stitches, but actually they just send the nurse to like the Rite Aid to get a 2-pack of hydrogen peroxide. And
is that how holes work?
Well, tonight he was in the drain. He needs our help getting out because he is too fat to do it himself. Well,
how do you fit well, in the drain? How do you fit in the drain?
He looked perfectly fine. A huge storm hit and he got scared and ran back down. We obviously had to let the storm pass, so we waited, and it did after about 45 minutes. Then we went to get him back out, and he started severely oozing pus out of his side. That's not good.
I think it was those apes in that movie.
It was very close to the first hole. Might have been the same hole, but not quite sure.
I'm not sure. That's not how I know holes to work, so...
Yeah. There is not hardly any swelling. Little to if none at all. That's a sentence for you. That's a sentence. Oh, boy. There is not hardly any swelling, little to if none at all.
Oh, motherfucker.
I am ecstatic. No blood, just oozing a greenish pus. We will be taking him to the vet sometime this week, but we are trying to figure out what kind of animal he could be fighting with to get these holes.
Those apes in that movie.
Oh boy!
The
answers
brains.
Are funny. So that's the last Yahoo answer.
Okay. They use their super brains. Oh,
that was funny.
God.
Okay. Right before we throw to the end, I have one question here that just came in that I want to ask right before we go to the right before we cut out the podcast. I want to end on this question. So, let's do our stuff. Like, Twitter, maybe?
Sure.
You vote yes on the Twitter?
I guess so. I'm on
like
it.
Twitter, maybe.
Okay, you can follow me at not_found_blog. Clint is at @OriginalClint. Matthew is at @TarrellVirus. That's T-A-R-R-E-L virus. Join the Facebook group. Also, you should follow Ryan, I guess. That's Ryan_McGinn, M-C-G-I-N. Join our Facebook group, Aeronaut Fan Civilized Discourse Corner, where you can ask questions. If you find any good Yahoo Answers questions, you can send them to us. Then also go to aeronautfan.org. There is a Dark Knight Rises review up. You should also look out for the new Pushing the Hot Button episode where Clint and I discuss the ups and downs of the Dark Knight Rises. Turns out it's actually not the best movie in the history of movies, even though I'm sure many of you wanted it to be. And I think that's about it. Anything else?
No.
Folks?
I can't think of anything.
Do we have music to play us out with?
No.
Okay, so you just want to cut it?
Well, it's not that... Like, it's just that I don't have any music on hand. So, I can't really just pull some music out of my butt. The holes in my sides, I can't pull music out of those.
You should probably get in contact with those apes from that movie. I think they can help.
Andy, I know Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
They're going to help me out.
Okay, so are you guys ready?
Yep.
Thank you for listening to Error Report. And Yahoo Answers user Dunno, D-U-N-N-O, you clearly don't. How to tell my dog nicely that I can't paint her nails?
What?